Here are your headlines for Thursday, January 12th. I'm Kitty Kackenmeister for the Morning Call in Pennsylvania's Lehigh Valley. We begin once again with a story that may not be suitable for younger listeners. For Rose Hunsicker, news of the alleged rape and murder of Grace Parker, which has dominated headlines, is a second heartbreak. Hunsicker is the biological mother of the 14-year-old Montgomery County girl who police say was sexually assaulted and killed by her adoptive mother and that woman's boyfriend. In an interview with Morning Call reporter Lori Mason Schroeder, Hunsicker describes her shock over the tragedy and her heart sickness over losing custody of her children while trusting a system that was supposed to give her kids a better life than she could provide. The Reading woman lost custody of Grace, whom she had named Susan at birth, and her two other children in 2006, amid allegations that she and her husband, Rodney Hunsicker, could not provide a safe home for them due to Rose Hunsicker's mental illness and her husband's intellectual challenges. You can read more of this emotional story on mcall.com. Adding new details to the investigation, prosecutors say Grace had been sexually abused years before while in the Packers' care. Lehigh County District Attorney Jim Martin said Wednesday that Grace was a victim in one of two Allentown sex assault cases involving her adoptive father, David Packer. He pleaded guilty in 2011 to indecent assault and statutory sexual assault and was sentenced to 6 months to 5 years in prison. Let's move now to a few updates on municipal budgets. An 11th-hour compromise that spared Allentown residents from paying for a lawsuit will require the city to draw almost $3.6 million from its cash reserves. That figure was announced by city officials Wednesday as members of Allentown City Council discussed a proposed ordinance needed to balance the city budget during a special meeting. The board must take a final vote on the measure next week. It is expected to pass. And in Bethlehem, officials hope that refinancing some of the city's debt can save it as much as $800,000 this year without extending terms or increasing costs down the road. The City Council's Finance Committee voted unanimously Tuesday night to move forward with a new bond issue that includes the refinancing of about $10.3 million of existing debt and adds another $10.8 million in borrowing for general and sewage fund capital expenses. And finally, let's turn to some lighter news. An escape from reality, you might say. If you didn't get one of those funky-looking virtual reality headsets advertised heavily over the holiday season, you might want to plan a trip to the Palmer Park Mall in Palmer Township. Gaming enthusiasts Josh Patos and Dakota Finken have opened VR Cafe to give more people the opportunity to play and experience the technology. The cafe, the first of its kind in the Lehigh Valley, has six 10x10-foot booths that are set up with sofas, individual computers, and virtual reality equipment. Games and experiences range from shooting games where players can dodge bullets and a soccer simulator to going into outer space or even inside the human body. Prices range from $10 for 15 minutes to $30 for an hour. Sounds pretty cool. And that's the headlines for today. Check back Friday for another update from the Morning Call.